The Director General of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Irina Bokova, has paid a courtesy call on President Mahama at Flagstaff House in Accra. Madam Bokova and her team is in the country on a 3-day visit. Ghana is a member of UNESCO and has received a number of support from the organization. The Director General of UNESCO, Madam Irina Bokova, lauded Ghana's progress and development. She, however, stated that government must focus on creating jobs, promoting tourism, science and technology. Madame Bokova said the organization is available to offer policy advice.
I think your country, indeed, I would like to congratulate you, is a model in many ways, in terms of stable democracy, in terms of inclusive development, how to respond to the challenge of creating jobs, of giving the right skills to the people, tangible cultural industries, sustainable tourism, innovation, science, technology, starting from schools and moving to universities. So in all of these areas, UNESCO can accompany your efforts. What you need, it's more policy advice, it's expertise, it's sharing good experiences also with others.
President Mahama stated that UNESCO's technical and policy advice is much appreciated. He said Ghana has made some progress as far as the MDGs are concerned, but acknowledged that the greatest challenge is with youth unemployment. President Mahama solicited UNESCO's support to build the country's tourist and historic sites, as well as the 200 new senior high schools across the country.
There are challenges that we need to look out for. A growing youthful population, how to translate the growth into jobs to be able to absorb all these young people into the labor market. It's a challenge for us. How to change the orientation and people's outlook of education from one of just earning degrees from university to one of preparing young people for the world of work is one of the challenges we face. And so how do we raise the significance of technical and vocational training for job backend that increasingly is looking for skills at the technical level of professional technicians and welders and electricians? I mean, these are challenges that we continue to face. We're looking to build additional secondary schools in order to improve access, and so any help UNESCO can give us in terms of technical assistance, you know, for this project will be very welcome.
President John Mahama interacting with the Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bokova.